Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The actual Book of Plays, published shortly after the death of William Shakespeare, 400 years ago, is here in Duluth for all of us to see. It's called The First Folio, the book that brought us Shakespeare, and UMD Tweed Museum of Art is the only stop in Minnesota in the Folger Shakespeare Library National Tour to celebrate this anniversary. Joining us today on Radio Gallery to give us some background is UMD English professor Krista Twu. The First Folio opening celebration at UMD's Tweed Museum of Art is this Thursday, October 6th at 5:30 with a lecture and reception.
My name is Krista Twu. I'm an associate professor of medieval and Renaissance literature in the Department of English, Linguistics, and Writing Studies. I teach and do research on early literature from the beginning up to about 1800. I teach and research the history of publishing and print culture and also critical theory. The First Folio is the first printed collection of Shakespeare's plays. Shakespeare actually, he died in 1616, so we're doing this to commemorate the 400th anniversary of his death, but the book itself was published shortly after his death. About 750 of these books were published. It's called the First Folio because it's a folio-sized book. It means it's big. It's comparable in size to like a lectern Bible. It was designed to be very deluxe, very beautiful, very desirable collector's item for those who wanted to read Shakespeare. It's a remarkable object. It is the original 400-year-old text. This is the object that Shakespeare's own associates, friends, collaborators, when he was alive, his colleagues, they made this book, and it rested in their arms. And this is a book that has lasted these 400 years, passed down from person to person, valued and taken care of all these centuries to come here to be shared with all of us in Duluth and Minnesota. It's a very humbling experience to be in the presence of this thing that has been valued by so many people for so long and preserved in this way. It's also important because it is the first time that Shakespeare's work was available in print in this kind of a comprehensive way. Only about 18 of the plays had been printed before the First Folio came out, and those were available in quarto form, but a lot of them really, they don't look like they were actually meant to be read. They look like they were prompt books. Some of them were pirated, but they weren't always the form that we think of Shakespeare now because they weren't really meant to be sat down and read like we read Shakespeare. The Elizabethans, the era in which Shakespeare grew up and grew famous, they did not like to read plays. They much preferred to watch them. But the First Folio collected all of these and made them available to a far wider audience. It let the works be circulated outside of London. And so a lot more people got to experience Shakespeare's work this way. The reading habits also were in the process of changing, so more people were interested in reading a play at this point.
What will people find at the Tweed in addition to the folio?
The exhibit's not alone in the Tweed. There is a Shakespeare costume and stagecraft exhibit that the Guthrie Theater has sent up to accompany the First Folio, and a reframing Ophelia exhibit that has been curated to respond to the First Folio as well. Also, up on the fourth floor of the library, there's a rare book exhibit that's been curated from the Ramsair Northern Bible Society collection that tell a little bit of the backstory about the development of early print that led to the marketplace for a book like the First Folio.
The First Folio opening celebration at UMD's Tweed Museum of Art is Thursday, October 6th at 5:30 with a lecture and reception, and the folio will be on display through October 26th. Find links to the full month of Shakespeare events at KUMD.org. radiogallery.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.